Hello, friends. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Campbell, and today we're going to be studying day two of our travel article for the month of December. And for our travel article, we are going to visit one of my favorite cities, the city I grew up in, New York City. Now, I don't know how many of you have been there, but I'm sure the reputation of New York as being a very expensive city to live in is not something that is unfamiliar to many people. But is there a way to visit New York without breaking the bank? Well, yes, there is. But before we get into some more tips for that, let me introduce my friends. We have Albert and Pauline here. How are you guys doing today?
Great. So glad we could be back for another day of talking about your city.
Yeah, looking forward to what we can learn.
Yeah. All right. Well, neither of you have been to New York City, but I'm sure after this article, you would love to take a trip there. Yes?
Our travel article always makes me feel like, oh, got to get that passport ready. Got to save that money.
That's right. All right. So we talked about several tips yesterday. What was one tip that stood out to you, Albert?
Well, number five, which was take a guided stroll in Central Park. Mm-hmm. All the other tips, really good. I feel like these are things that I'm going to probably do when I do visit New York. Mm-hmm. But Central Park, I feel like we didn't get to spend much time on it. It's such an iconic place. Mm-hmm. It's just, I feel like, again, like I've been there already, even though I haven't, because of movies, TV shows, mm-hmm. books, mm-hmm. all these references.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Pauline?
Well, I love the reminder to go online and see what theater or concert events are happening outdoors over this summer. Mm. I love outdoor free concerts, yeah. and I got really excited when we talked about the Broadway one because I do love everything Broadway. So I would definitely take them up on this tip and go start looking once I had dates decided to see if there are any fun concerts going on while I was there.
Definitely. Yeah, there are a lot of great free things in New York City. If you like window shopping, I would actually, this is not in our article, this is just a free tip from me. You can go just walk down Fifth Avenue. You know, Fifth Avenue is one of the biggest shopping districts in New York. You know, you may have heard of Saks Fifth Avenue or Tiffany's. These are all stores on Fifth Avenue. So if you enjoy window shopping, you can just walk down Fifth Avenue.
To clarify, window shopping is when I'm looking for new windows?
Yes. No, window shopping is when you just look in the store windows and see what's for sale. And you don't necessarily have to spend money. Don't necessarily have to buy anything. Ooh. You can just look. Right?
Yeah.
Another free place to visit is Rockefeller Center, and you can just go and look. And it's actually a very beautiful place. At Christmas time, they have a giant Christmas tree, and they have an ice skating rink, and you can just go and just people watch and take pictures by the tree. It's a really great place to visit.
Nice.
All right. So there are a lot of wonderful things that you can do in New York for cheap. Or low cost or free. So what else can we do? Let's get started with our article. We are going to be starting on page 23 today. Our article starts at the bottom right hand corner, and then we will continue on to page 24.
Number 7. Tour Grand Central Terminal. This iconic landmark is indeed grand. You can take a free walking tour of the neighborhood every Friday at 12:30 p.m. that explores Midtown East sites, such as the Whispering Gallery in Grand Central Terminal, the Chrysler Building, Pershing Square, and more. You don't need tickets or reservations. Just show up at the Sculpture Court at 120 Park Avenue. Number 8. Tour the Guggenheim for a penny. Saturday is Pay What You Wish Night at the famed Solomon R. Guggenheim Museum of Art, perhaps most noted for its remarkable architecture by Frank Lloyd Wright. From 5:45 to its 7:45 p.m. closing, pay as little as 1 cent to get in. Regular daily admission is $25. Number 9. get a free city tour. This is the coolest thing ever. Sign up at least 3 weeks in advance to get a free personal tour from a volunteer who lives in and loves New York City through the Big Apple Greeters program.
All right, let's get into our article. So number 7 is Tour Grand Central Terminal. Now, this is definitely one of the places that I will always take my guests when I take them to New York, because this is, as it says, an iconic landmark. What are we talking about when we say an iconic landmark?
That's a good question. Iconic means it has gone beyond just being a noted place, maybe within the city, everybody knows about it. You're talking about it becoming so famous that people from all over, probably the world, have some vision of it.
Right. Yeah. And I love the definition that we give. It's a very famous or popular thing, person, or place. And especially being considered to represent particular opinions in our particular time. So when we say iconic to New York, you know, this is just a representation of New York. When you think of New York, you think of Grand Central Terminal. It is a place where people do travel. You know, there are trains that still go in and out of Grand Central. You know, and what's interesting is a lot of these places, you know, like the Staten Island Ferry, Central Park, Grand Central Terminal, these are places where people do their daily lives. You know what I'm saying? Like Grand Central Park, people go there and they run and they, you know, it's not just for tourists. And Staten Island Ferry, as we were saying, it's a commuter boat, right? So I used to take it back and forth to work and to school every day. Grand Central Terminal, people travel in and out of that place for work, you know, so these are not just tourist places. So you do get to see New Yorkers in their own element.
These are like functioning, live, in the moment, like places, and people use them, which
right.
I feel like I really like that idea. Like you go there not to just see one thing, but you can participate, join in, and
right.
experience it.
Yeah. Yeah. So about the Grand Central Terminal, we see a picture of the main area there. What's interesting is about that ceiling is it's been renovated, so it's green now. But if you look carefully, in one of the corners, there's a little corner that is they left, and it's black.
Oh.
And that is the color of the ceiling before they cleaned it up and renovated it.
Oh,
because
okay.
You think it's a train terminal, right? So there's a lot of steam and smoke that comes in, right? And so the ceiling originally was green, but after years and years, it became covered with, you know, smoke and tar and just black, you know, and so they cleaned it up, but they left a little corner. So if you ever go to the Grand Central Terminal, you can look for that little black spot in the corner.
Are the trains still running on steam?
No,
okay.
I don't think so. But yeah, so you can take a walking tour. It's always great to have a tour because then you have an expert explaining to you the neighborhood and exploring Midtown.
Right. Even as you said that about that little black spot, if you hadn't said that to me, I sure wouldn't be looking for a black spot on the
right.
ceiling.
Yeah.
But maybe if I had the tour guide, they would point it out to
right.
me.
Right. Yeah. And there's one I don't have time to talk about everything in here, but the Whispering Gallery is actually really, really cool. There's something about the way that hallway is designed, the architecture. So I can stand in one corner facing the corner, and I can have my friend stand in the corner that's diagonally opposite, right? And I can whisper something into the wall. And just the way the acoustics are designed, they can hear me. They'll be facing away
gosh.
From me.
Crazy.
You know, and they can hear everything that I'm and I'm just like, I'm just saying it like this, you know, I'm just speaking really quietly.
It's a great place.
They're about, you know, it's like 10 feet apart, but I'm just speaking this quietly and they can hear everything I'm saying, you know, and
that's crazy fun.
And people always have a great time doing that, you know, and so if you ever go, the Whispering Gallery is in front of the Oyster Bar and restaurant in the Grand Central Terminal. So you can ask where the Oyster Bar is, and you can just go and have fun in the Whispering Gallery.
There is an Oyster Bar inside the train station?
Yeah. I think it's just called the Oyster Bar. I don't know if it's actual Oyster Bar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. So that's Grand Central Terminal. We have number 8. What is number 8?
Tour the Guggenheim? Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm, Guggenheim.
I will say all of the rest of the ones that we have talked about rang a bell for me. They were something I'd heard of before, but to be honest, I hadn't even heard of this one.
Really? Okay, well, I haven't actually... I started off saying yesterday there were some places I haven't been. I haven't actually been to the Guggenheim. I know of the Guggenheim. It's one of the most famous ones in New York City. Mostly it's for its architecture, and we see a picture of the building there. It's got this spiral design, and inside as you go in and you tour the museum, you're kind of going up this spiral ramp as you look at the different exhibits and the art pieces in there.
It's like a layered cake. It looks really like if you see it once, you recognize it right away. It's like, oh, that's at that place.
Right, yeah. And so it's the Solomon R. Guggenheim Museum of Art, and it is most noted for what?
It's remarkable architect, and it's by that famous architect Frank Lloyd Wright.
That's right. So it's noted for its remarkable architecture, and we talked about that architecture. It's kind of like this spiral design. And Saturday night is Pay As You Wish from 5:45 to its 7:45 p.m. closing. So that's when the museum closes, and you can pay as little as 1 cent to get in. So another great way to experience something and to save some money, right? And again, like all these sites, the museum, the Guggenheim, the Natural History Museum, Metropolitan Museum, these are all part of the tourist pass, right? But you don't necessarily have to pay that much to go into these places. So that's why it's saying earlier in the article that it's not really worth it to get that tourist pass. Okay. All right. Number 9, get a free city tour. And this says it's the coolest thing ever. So how can we get a free city tour?
Well, this one takes a little planning because you have to sign up for it 3 weeks in advance.
That's right.
So it's not an impromptu thing, but it definitely sounds worth it because if you do sign up 3 weeks in advance, you can get a free personal tour from a volunteer who lives in the city. Mm-hmm. So I love that idea.
You might even get Campbell.
Well, you'd need to sign up way more than 3 weeks in advance. My time is busy. No. So yeah, you get to have a free personal tour, which I love, because a lot of times when you go on tours, you know, you're kind of in a big group, so you don't really get that individual attention.
Yeah, and that individual attention can just bring so much to your experience of the city, because, you know, if you go and visit a friend in another city, they're not going to just take you to the famous places, to the museums. They're also going to take you to their favorite restaurant, maybe a little bookstore that they just love, or just all of these little tiny personal places that become part of the city for them and is really special. And you're not going to get that in a big tour. But you will get that on something like this where it's a one-on-one, one person showing you all the little pieces that make New York beautiful to them.
Exactly. It's the details. You know, you get a lot of more details with someone who loves New York and who lives in New York, so they know a lot more about New York than maybe if just what you read in a tour book or find online. All right, well, we have two more tips for you, number 10 and number 11, and then I have one other little tip for you of my own.
Ooh.
So let's finish up our article, and then we'll discuss.
Number 10, visit the 9/11 Memorial for free. This is a somber memorial, not an attraction. But note that the Lower Manhattan site of the destroyed World Trade Center is free to visit. Open daily 7:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Now, the adjacent museum is not free. You'll have to buy a ticket for that, except on Tuesday evenings when it's free 5 to 8 p.m. Number 11. Visit the Cloisters. This is a hidden gem I discovered when a local took me there. Operated by the Metropolitan Museum, the Cloisters is a medieval-style building entirely devoted to medieval art, gardens, and architecture with sculptures, paintings, stained glass, illuminated manuscripts, and more. If you want to feel like you've stepped back in time, go here. Your Met ticket gets you in for free on the same day here, or it's the same pay-as-you-wish policy as the main museum. It's located in Fort Tryon Park.
Okay, so two other tips here. Number 10, what do we have here?
Well, here they suggest that you visit the 9/11 Memorial.
That's right. So can you refresh people's memories? What is 9/11 referring to?
Well, 9/11, of course, is referring to the terrorist attack that happened in New York on September 11th, so 9/11. And there is a memorial to those that died and who gave their lives trying to save others at that very place. So it is somber, meaning it's a very serious, rather sad place, but it's also a big part of the city's history now. So I think it's important to take a moment to remember what happened there.
That's right. Yeah, you're not going to want to go running around and laughing really loudly there. It's a somber place. It's, well, most memorials are. You know, it's a place where people remember what happened, right? I remember on September 11th, I was working in New York at that time. I was working at a retail store just a few blocks from the World Trade Center, actually. And so that morning when I was at home, when I got home, when I woke up, I think I heard maybe something, and I turned on the news, and, you know, at that time, no one knew what happened. It was just like a plane had crashed into the World Trade Center, and at that time, everybody thought it was maybe an accident. But then, you know, a few minutes later, the second plane crashed, you know, and so then people started talking, oh, is this maybe a terrorist attack? And so a lot of people died that day, and we see a picture of the memorial there, and the people's names are all engraved onto the memorial. It's a beautiful memorial. Basically, it's a fountain, okay? And along the side, there are the names of the people that lost their lives that day. And you can go and you can just see, and it's the fountain is kind of, there's a hole in the ground, and that's actually where the building was, you know? And so it's kind of their way to commemorate that event. And it is free to visit, and it's open daily, which means every day from 7:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. And the adjacent museum is not free, okay? The adjacent just means the museum that's next to it. It's not free. I haven't actually been to the museum because it's not free. So I haven't had the time to go into the museum. I think I would like to go in, and you get to see pictures of what happened that day and different events. You have to buy a ticket, except for Tuesday evenings when it's free from 5 to 8 p.m. Okay, so another great way to see this attraction for free. What is really cool is now that there is a new building, a new World Trade Center building. We see a picture of it. You see the Manhattan skyline on page 22. And between the word big and bite, we see a tall building that's standing there. That's called the Freedom Tower, One World Trade Center. And you can actually go up to the top of that building. It is the tallest building in the Western Hemisphere, I believe, right now. So you can get a great view of New York City and from the top there. All right. And number 11, what is number 11?
Number 11, I'm really curious about this one, says to visit the cloisters.
Now, it says it's a hidden gem, and you were talking about hidden gems earlier, right, Pauline?
Yeah, usually when you talk about a hidden gem, it's hidden, so it's not something that's quite as obvious. So the Met, Central Park, those are going to be more obvious things. They're probably gems. They're treasured, special things, but they're not hidden. We all know about them. This, on the other hand, they're saying it's a hidden gem. It's something very special, but not maybe as many people know about it.
That's right. And so the Cloisters is a medieval-style building entirely devoted to medieval art. Now, what is medieval art or medieval style?
When I ever hear the word medieval, I imagine like knights and dragons that don't exist. But it's a period of time when we had knights, right?
Right,
in European history.
And Yeah, and I believe the cloisters used to be a monastery, I believe.
Okay.
And so this is a place that still has a lot of that medieval architecture and gardens and sculptures and paintings, so that, you know, different things from that era of time.
I'm really curious to know what medieval gardens are like. What made them, what makes a garden medieval in style as opposed to modern or
Yeah, that's a good
timeless.
Question. You should go to the cloisters.
I need to go.
Now, the cloisters is operated by the Metropolitan Museum, which we talked about yesterday. And you can get in for free with your Met ticket on the same day, or you can do the pay-as-you-wish policy as the main museum. And it's located in Fort Tryon Park, and we see the website for the cloisters there.
I do really like that throughout this article they give us websites so that if you're really wanting to plan a trip, you have all those resources to, you know, I'm sure they're going to have maps for you and you can help yourself kind of map out and schedule out however much time you get to spend in New York for right. what to hit when and yeah. how to take full advantage of your
right.
time.
Yes, definitely. All right, and I promised that I would give you one extra
yes.
tip. If you enjoy walking and you want to kind of get a great view of New York City, the skyline, I would walk across the Brooklyn Bridge. It's completely free, and you can either go from Manhattan and walk to Brooklyn and then take a subway back, or you can take a subway to Brooklyn and then walk back to Manhattan. I would actually personally recommend you go to Brooklyn and then you walk back towards Manhattan, because then you actually be facing the Manhattan skyline. You know,
okay.
you should go maybe, I would go maybe around 7 or 8, like around sundown, you know, and so you kind of get to see the view during the day, and then as the sun goes down, then you get to see the city light up.
Okay.
Ooh, that yeah. sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
When you're on the bridge, is there like a specific walkway for people or pedestrians?
There is. Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah. So it's there the walkway is raised, so it's above traffic.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
So it's completely safe and people ride their bikes in there. It's just a great place to just walk and just enjoy the sights, and it's free. So, you know, it's a long walk though. It probably take you about half an hour to get from one side to the other.
Good to know.
But yeah, it's another great thing to do and doesn't cost anything. So it's a great way to enjoy your time in New York City. All right. So we have talked about a lot of different things that you can do in New York for free or at low cost. So I hope this encourages you to plan a trip out there, right? It's not going to necessarily cost you a lot of money. Maybe in terms of hotels and staying there, it can be kind of expensive. I would recommend, you know, you could stay in Brooklyn or Queens, you know. These places, the hotels might be a little bit cheaper. You're going to have to spend a little bit more time traveling into Manhattan. But, you know, it might be worth it to save some money on the hotel and then kind of travel into Manhattan. If you want to see Broadway shows, there are a lot of great ways to see cheap Broadway shows. They don't have to cost a lot of money. There is the TKTS. Oh, another great free place to go that is amazing is Times Square. Okay, don't forget about Times Square. That's completely free. It's completely go at night because that's when you see everything lit up and, you know, you see that there are no street lamps, but it's still as bright as day because there are hundreds and hundreds of LED signs everywhere.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's definitely another great place to visit, I would recommend. But yeah, in Times Square, there is a booth called TKTS, and you can get Broadway tickets, same-day tickets, for about 50% off. Just these are seats that they weren't able to sell, and so they are kind of discounted. Or usually if you go to the box office, they have what they call rush tickets. And rush tickets are usually same day, and they're usually cheaper. And sometimes they're good seats, sometimes they're not good seats, but they're always a lot cheaper than full price tickets. So if you enjoy Broadway, definitely do that. All right, well, We've shared a lot with you. We'd love to hear from you and hear what you thought about this travel article.
And we'd love to hear if any of you have been to New York and used any of these tips yourselves.
That's right. And if you have other tips, definitely share them with us. All right. You can write to us at letters@studioclassroom.com. As always, remember to check out our QR code at the top of the article on page 22 for some more fun features and information. And remember, you can listen to our programs on our mobile website, m.studioclassroom.com. You can listen to our daily, advanced radio programs. You can listen to our Let's Talk programs, our Studio Classroom programs, and there's some fun games and features on that website as well. So take your teachers with you wherever you go. Visit m.studioclassroom.com. All right, friends, we hope that you've enjoyed our article for these past 2 days, and we hope that you'll join us again next time for another fun article when we're going to be talking about tips for protecting your clothes and shoes. All right, friends. Thanks for joining us. Take care. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.